people would say, better than any drug, better than any psychotherapy I ever engaged in.
So your research has found that people with a greater sense of purpose employ different emotion regulation strategies than people who have a weaker sense of purpose. Can you describe this finding, and also what are emotion regulation strategies and why are they important?
Well, first of all, we all have stressors in our lives, right? All of us. And the question really is, how do you cope with those stressors? Turns out that of 16 coping strategies that we looked at, strategies like drinking alcohol or eating too much or venting were negatively associated with sense of purpose. Whereas seeing a big picture, knowing this won't last forever, taking walks in nature, engaging in a family or religious ritual, those were strongly associated with a sense of purpose. And along with that, emotional self-regulation. I remember I was talking to a colleague in the business school at Michigan, and he said his son has a child who is in Montessori school, 5-year-old child, comes home, and they're getting in a big argument, and they're almost, you know, yelling at each other. And finally, the 5-year-old child says, "You know what? I'm going to change my own weather." And suddenly, they have an adult conversation. And I was thinking, I wish a lot of senior leaders had that ability to change their own weather, going from cloudy to sunny. And so what that requires, I think, is a sense of understanding what your emotion is, and also having the agency to be able to change it.
There's been work that looks at the relationship between having a sense of purpose and feeling more energy and willpower. And in some ways, it makes sense. If you're actually driven by something, it feels like you should have more energy and willpower to stick in it.
Studies show that if you put a backpack on a person that's 25 pounds and say, this backpack is just dead weight, or put another backpack on another group of people and say, this backpack has important scientific equipment that you're carrying. It's a very important, purposeful backpack. And you put both of them on a ramp, and they estimate how steep the ramp is. The group carrying the purposeful backpack, even though it still just had dead weight, it wasn't carrying scientific equipment, the people carrying that backpack perceive the slope to be far lower. In fact, as if they weren't carrying any backpack. So I think when you have a sense of purpose, just think about if you're trying to swim as a child underwater as far as you can. You might say, okay, I'm going to try to swim as far as I can. Or I might say, I'm going to touch the other side of the pool. When you're trying to touch the other side of the pool, you're going to swim further. You're going to devote more persistence to it. You're going to put up with more pain. You're going to be able to do that. You may not even touch the other side of the pool, but having a goal like that, and that's what purpose is all about, it helps you organize the important goals in your life. It helps you really direct your inner resources, your energy toward that.
One other finding that researchers have made is that purpose seems to be linked to a sense of resilience. There was a study in the wake of a devastating earthquake in Pakistan that tracked 200 survivors, most of whom had lost a relative. Tell me what this research study found, Vic.
This research and other studies of tsunamis, earthquakes, large tragic events to large populations have shown that the people with a stronger sense of purpose are far more resilient than if you lose purpose. Another good example are soldiers in the Gulf War. Coming back from the Gulf War, many of these soldiers lost their purpose because they had a great sense of purpose while they're at war in combat. If a person could come back and develop a stronger sense of purpose, they actually were more likely to develop growth, what we'd call post-traumatic growth. And so I think that this idea of going through something difficult, there's a possible challenge for you where you could end up becoming a stronger person as a result.